Blackstone Publishing presents Dark Abyss by Anthony J. Melchiori. This book is read by Bradford Hastings.
Chapter 1. Commander Tag Brewer stood in the bridge of the SRES Argo, staring out the viewscreen at what he prayed would save humanity from utter destruction. A single creature sat next to him, his faithful six-legged pet Rizar named Lucky. The strange alien animal rubbed her head against his leg, letting out a hissing purr, tails wagging. "Quite the view, isn't it?" Tag asked, scratching the back of Lucky's head. She mewled in agreement. Against stars that glimmered in the black of space, his strike group made ready for a mission that no sims and no amount of intel could truly prepare them for. And, of course, they had no sims and precious little intel anyway. The only thing Tag knew was that their mission could not fail. White lines of light streaked across the black, each marking shuttles zooming between the ships of Admiral Doran's massive fleet. They ferried supplies and fresh ordnance to the four Vengeance-class destroyers and the Crichton-class carrier in Tag's strike group. The destroyers were festooned in pulse and gauss cannons. Slick black alloy plates concealed hordes of missile pods and torpedo bays. Each ship was carved by jagged angles, stretching nearly five times as long as the humble scientific corvette that Tag commanded. If those destroyers were titans compared to the Argo, then the carrier was a god. The destroyers, if necessary, could squeeze into the four hangar bays of the monstrous ship. It bristled with all manner of weaponry, bulging and spiking off its oblong form. Stacks of grav impellers at its stern glowed a faint blue, each a miniature sun. Squadrons of fighters swarmed around it in formation, practicing maneuvers as small freighters docked with the carrier, unloading supplies and people. A hatch opened and metallic footsteps clanged behind him. "Done in the lab?" Tag asked without looking back. Alpha joined him, her silver chassis reflecting the glow of the viewport.
"For now, Captain."
Lucky wound between Alpha's legs. "Have you found out anything useful on the collectors?" he asked.
"I'm afraid not,"
the synth bio-droid said, giving Lucky a soft pat on her head.
"With a sample size of only one, it is exceedingly difficult to offer an accurate assessment of the species as a whole."
Another freighter drifted next to the carrier. Tag gestured over a nearby terminal and a holo image appeared before him, showing a magnified view of the hangar bay as the freighter landed inside. It disgorged troops and armored exosuits. Alpha continued.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"